Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here, man.
Welcome to the Too Much Fun Cast. We are the Fine Gentlemen's Club.
That we are.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening so much.
I don't know why you do, but keep it up. Whatever's going on in your life that's bringing you to this point.
Thank you so much.
Keep making those decisions.
How come Sharpie does the intro?
We do whatever we want. We'll get to you.
Oh.
It is usually you, though.
It's not usually me. Well, maybe it is, whatever, because I'm the responsible one. I'm Chris Charpentier.
Welcome to Too Much Funcast, everybody. See, it's not always him.
Yeah.
I'm Bobby Crane.
Hey, welcome to the Too Much Funcast, y'all. Glad to have you. I'm Sam Talent. Shh, it's not Chris.
Yeah, and I'm Nathan Lund, and welcome to the Too Much Funcast. We've got a guest that I'm going to introduce instead of you, Chris.
Yeah, go ahead.
His name is John Chris, and he's a good friend of ours.
What's up, John Chris, everybody. Thanks for that applause. That feels good. It's good to be here. It's good to be here, man. It feels good.
John Chris,
yes,
you
sir.
Are a male?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
That is correct.
John, you have...
Is that a prerequisite for the show?
Have,
not at all.
Okay.
We're just going to do some preliminary questions.
All right,
They can't see you,
so we have to draw a picture.
Yeah,
now, John, you have not one, but two hands?
I do.
Ten fingers total?
Yeah, that's been working out well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
10 or 11 fingers? I thought I saw an extra one.
No, I did two.
Yeah, I got 10. There is a comic with 9 fingers.
Yeah.
Is there?
Oh, it's like his thing.
Gosser. Yeah, it's Nick Gosser.
Is that his thing?
Oh, wait, it's not like a hook. Is that his hook?
No, there's a guy with a hook, and that's his hook.
No, there's a guy with a hook, and that's his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's way worse.
That's his hook.
Get that man a hand.
See what we did there, you guys?
We're doing it.
That's podcast chemistry.
John's a comic.
Yeah.
I'm going to introduce you.
Okay.
Because you can't.
Well, can you read the bio that I brought?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, don't, I mean,
shuffle
just...
papers.
Sound effects.
Unfurl.
Trapper keeper open.
Denver native.
That's not
that's
right.
Wait.
Coming up from the hard scrapple town of Ogden, Mississippi.
Of Stone Mountain, Georgia.
There you go. That's close, man. Yeah.
Are you from Stone
How'd
Mountain?
How'd you know that?
Because that's where the KKK was founded.
St. Roberts is from.
I'm from the city right next to Stone Mountain. It's called Lilburn, Georgia.
Lilburn.
And my dad
Lilburn.
Is the, my dad is the mayor of the city.
Is he? That makes sense.
Yeah.
You're a leader.
Son.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to live there. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I say. When people go, if you're in Lilburn, if you got any problems, you let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
works
will.
Out well.
I plan on having problems
yeah.
there.
No. Yeah, that's definitely a plan.
Bring me the mayor.
We got
bring me Papa Christo.
We know your son. Well, he was a pastor for 30 years at the church. So he's
Papa,
like the big
Padre.
Church in town, and then he left to be the mayor.
Is he Episcopalian?
No.
What was it?
Christian.
Just straight Christian?
Yeah, straight up.
No filter.
Yes. No filter.
The George Carlin of Christians.
Yeah, just no filter. Yeah. Yeah, because that would you couldn't run for the mayor if you were a real specific sect. You
right.
You got to be work for everyone.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to talk to those damn Baptists any more than he had to.
Is he going to run for
snake president? Charmers?
That's how like when I'm like, dude, I'm going to be on. HBO, you're like, Chris, be serious.
Right.
Like, that's what he says, the same thing. He's like, I'm going to be president. I'm like, well, we'll see about that. One step at a time. One term at a time.
One
that's
term
they say. That's
what I always say.
Is it harder to get on HBO or to become the president of the United States?
Oh, that's a great question.
I feel like if you've been on
a lot
HBO,
harder to be
it's
the president.
Way easier to get into that Oval Office.
Yeah.
You said the stepping stone.
Yeah.
I was out in L.A. like 2 weeks ago, and I went to a taping of Conan.
Uh-huh.
And they did this skit that he went out into the audience, and I was on it.
Huh.
And so if you watch it, you could see me on it. But then I didn't want to be like, hey, it was on Conan. I didn't want to be that guy.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. No.
That'd be in my road credits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can use that to book.
Anytime I'm at Stanford and Sons in Kansas City, I've been on Conan.
Like a bit.
Featured.
Yeah. If you go to Conan's website and search the Craigslist bit, the third guy, I'm like behind him. You can't see
you
it.
Do,
but yeah.
Do you do?
I was throwing
you
up
had
the peace
like a
sign.
Part.
Yeah.
You were just like,
no part. No. I was just on.
You were on.
I was like, Mom, if you watch it, 37 minutes and 13 seconds, you could see me.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And you do the peace signs?
I did the peace sign. Yeah, the guy was sitting right in front of me.
You did that.
You did
that.
That's what I did. Why did I do that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
why did you do that?
We're all wondering.
It all came down to... What would you do?
I would probably do peace signs because, hey... you can't be like, peace.
Yeah. I'd probably roll my stupid. Eyes and stick out my tongue like,
yeah. Well, this is like, this way peace signs is like with the fingers pointing
like Nixon.
Out. That's yeah. Asian. No, that's like Asians Nixon. Coming to America. Like, hey, we're in the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
This is like, gangster, we own this city. You know?
Yeah.
Gangsters.
We own this. We own the studio audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you own that row, or?
Well, no, it didn't really work out as planned.
So they didn't book you?
No, they didn't rebook me. I tried to talk to the usher.
They didn't rebook you, so they booked you for that? Is that what I'm saying?
They didn't rebook me. They were like, hey, dude, you think I should come back? And you're like, no, we're good.
The peace signs thing is played out.
We only take one episode a day. No reason to come back.
We're perfectly fine. But we could be the intro comic.
Mm-hmm.
We could all be him.
The warm up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who is it though? Is it Pardo?
I don't know who it is.
You saw it.
It was funny though. Okay. I don't remember his name though.
Sure.
Yeah, it was a good time. And we walked past Ashton Kutcher's because what's that show that he's on?
Kush, Catching Up with Kush. Kutcher in the Rye.
He's on.
No, 2.5 Cassidy. Men.
How much Kush? Could a Kush?
Kush.
Could Kush?
Kutcher in the Rye is pretty good.
Are we talking about drugs?
No, I'm talking about the book. Oh, J.D. Okay. Salinger, the pun. Let's talk about comedy real quick, Johnny. No, so you and Ashton Kutcher got coffee.
No, we didn't get coffee. I was walking, the security guard was escorting us to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
We walked past where Ashton Kutcher films his show.
Yeah.
And they say, you see that RV down there? That's Ashton Kutcher's whatever.
Yeah,
right. It's the biggest one, vehicle. The biggest one in Hollywood. It's two stories, whoa, and he's got a gym inside of it.
Of course he does.
Like his trailer.
Oh God.
Yeah,
that's his decadent.
Man, what a cool guy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, I should be friends with him. I bet he's a real.
But he's always trying to prank you.
I bet he's a real down to earth.
Like
guy.
You've been punked.
Yeah.
You're like, oh Ashton.
Oh yeah.
He was punked with the name Ashton Kutcher. Jesus Christ! Luckily you're handsome.
Wait, Presenter, that's probably not his real name.
I think it is, probably.
Probably.
It's Hollywood.
That's did you know there's a lot of comic, like local Denver comics that come out with like 2 years later, we're like, wait, that's not your real name?
Yeah. Yeah. You have something to tell us? Wayne?
No, but my, like.
Wayne Dernwitz?
So what, guys? It's cool. But like people see comedy like what done well and they're like, that's awesome, I want to do comedy. And my buddy, random guy, he's like, I want to do comedy, and then he texts me the next day, hey, I got these three names.
Got his name. First thing you gotta do, like, well, yeah. First thing you gotta do is pick your name.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about any material. Just
no. What's
name,
his real name?
Headshots.
His name was DJ.
Okay.
And he's like, should I go with David John or John David?
Whoa.
Not John David. That guy shot Lennon, right?
Yeah, that probably. Yeah.
John
yeah,
David
yeah,
Chapman.
Yeah.
It's Mark. I think it's Mark.
But the one guy's Bob Marley. Is that his real name? It has to be, right?
I think so. Unless you like had a hun, like if you had like 3 hours of great material about if you had the same name as Bob Marley.
Yeah,
like,
why,
man,
yeah,
my
one.
Name was Bob Marley, and then like you just have this goal. Like, oh man.
You go down to the courthouse.
Yeah.
You make it official. You come out and you're Scottish.
Yeah, I don't know.
But what? When's the name change time? Do you think?
I think it happens early.
It does.
You're stuck.
But like actors do the same thing.
But Hippie Man, he's great, and he's just stuck with that fucking name, Hippie Man.
Mm-hmm. Does he
he's
hate
a great
it?
Comic. I don't know if he hates it. I think he has mixed feelings. It's none of my business. I don't know. I just know that John Novosad, which I don't think I'm telling tales out of school. That's his name.
So, don't break the wall.
Dude, how we
it's
know.
It's actually, John, it's on his website.
Yeah, it's on his website, yeah, yeah. It's also on his headshot. It says Hippie Man / John Novosad.
I worked
that's a great name. That'd be a great name for comedy.
John Novosad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then you can do whatever you want. If you're Hippie Man, you got to do this certain kind of thing.
Yeah, right? But he works outside those walls. Yeah, this is just conform. An example, but it, yeah. It's
well, I know this one comic that I work with is he started with the name Lil G.
Lil G.
He's an African American.
You work with Lil G?
Yeah, no, Lil. It's not little.
Excuse me.
Lil G.
I've worked with Little G.
Yeah, a different guy. He's okay, a, totally different guy.
He,
yeah.
Yeah. He
so
plays,
Lil G is a nice
plays
guy.
A lute.
Yeah, yeah.
Lil G. Little G is a real pain in the ass. But I don't know about this.
What's the deal with Lil G?
Well, he's like, he remember he was drinking one time and he's like, dude, you got to pick a name. He's like, I hate mine. But he had like, it's like LilG.com. He can't change.
He is good at G.com.
Yeah.
G.com.
Well, Lil G, you can't say it. You know that you kind of the kind of material. Like, yeah, you don't know a comic named Spanky, but know you Spanky. Know all of his material by his name. You know,
yeah, right, we've worked with Spanky.
Like we've. But you know what my middle name is?
Spanky.
No, my middle name is
Lil. Is it John Lil Christ?
I'll show it to you. It don't mess up the podcast.
Pulling out wallet, ID.
Wow, that's weird.
That's my middle name.
Let me see.
It is none other than John Barack.
Is it Osama? My middle name.
Barack.
What the hell?
B-A-R-A-K.
Your parents?
Soothsayers? Yeah. Have they seen to the future?
Well, the funny thing about Barack is my middle name. That is a Bible name.
Yeah.
He was like a judge in the Old Testament.
He was also one of the guys the Teenage Mutant Turtles fought in the sewer.
Barack?
I think so.
You would know he was a character on Mortal Kombat.
Baraka.
Baraka. Well, my dad's like the most conservative politician ever.
Yeah, I bet he didn't vote for. I'm going to guess that your dad did not vote for.
Yeah, he's not going to just be like, well, it's my son's middle name, so I'll change all my beliefs.
Gotta vote my name.
His name's biblical. It's a biblical name.
I have no choice.
I don't know why your dad talks like that.
Why don't you book yourself as Barack Christ?
No, or John somebody Barack. Said outside you should be like J. Barack Christ or something.
Oh. J.B. Christ, baby.
That's a little much.
J.B. Christ, all right.
All right, everybody, making jokes.
I don't know about that.
But he goes right before the election, the first election, he goes, hey, just in case Obama wins, your name is pronounced Barack.
Oh, no. Oh, daddy.
Yeah,
it's the mayor of
Lilburn. Yeah.
Lil G's house. Isn't
right there. John Barack.
John Barack.
Yeah.
John Barack. But I like sound like you're here to save us from the past. Yeah. John Barack.
When I first started like comedy, I did one time. This is back when you have a sketch about the birth certificate thing, the Barack Obama.
Yeah,
remember that a long time ago? And I was like, it's the best sketch ever. Okay, mine was. This is when I was like first joke. I go, hey guys, my middle name is Barack. Difference is I got a birth certificate to prove it. Yeah. Yeah, see, it's dead silent in here. No.
Ben's dying. Our producer Ben cannot get enough.
He's loving it.
That's pretty good. Hey, what was our first jokes? I'll say my first joke.
First joke that I wrote or first joke that I said
first
on stage?
First joke you said live on stage.
And where was it?
It was at the Comedy Works, and it was in the winter.
The first time you ever went on stage was at Comedy Works?
Yeah.
He was one of those.
Yeah. He was a Colin.
He wasn't
Carl.
Scared.
No. Colin.
I didn't know there was another way. Anyway,
didn't know there was another way. You're like a Calvinist.
My first joke, because it was in the middle of the winter, I said that I don't like the winter. I don't like the snow at all. But I figured out a way to deal with it, which is to pretend that I'm on a professional sporting team, and we just won the championship, and our team color is white, and everywhere I go is a ticker tape parade, constantly.
Long way to get there.
Yeah, it's a long way. Yeah,
I don't even know if I get it.
Yeah. I do. It's solid.
Wait, what's the
he
ticker tape?
He closes with it now. ticker tape is, you know, like back when they would show like, oh, the boys are home from war. And they'd be like ripping up shit and throwing it.
Oh,
No blacks allowed at this celebration.
Oh, so neither of you guys laughed because you didn't get it. Not because it's not funny. Fuck you. Your joke sucked.
I got it.
Your joke was terrible.
His was good.
My first joke.
I said, I admitted mine was terrible.
Mine's the best. Mine's the worst. There's a lot of pretty girls in this crowd. A lot of pretty ladies in here.
Was there actually?
I don't remember.
Oh, you just.
I just said it. Okay. It was the conceit of the theater, Jonathan.
And where were Eric, we?
I was at the Redfish Brewery in Boulder, Colorado.
Man, this is awesome.
Yep. And I said, what if that was the joke? There weren't any beautiful women. Gotcha. All right. Gotcha. I was real doing postmodern stuff. No, my first joke was that there were a lot of beautiful women in the audience. Glad I wore my good flannel.
You still do that?
Yeah. I don't do that anymore.
No, I don't.
I haven't done with that in like 6 years.
That's your essence.
My essence.
Yeah.
It's not the same shirt.
Oh, okay.
Wait, so we're ranking, if we had to rank the three so far, who's won?
Yours is the best so far.
And
yours is a good, yours is a joke.
Mine's okay, well, a desperate plea. It's crowd. Sharpies is kind of like the meanderings of a madman. It's more of a journal log.
Oh, man. I don't know if this is my... I know the first joke I wrote, but I think like the first joke I ever told on stage was probably, I live with my girlfriend, and she's already starting to get on me about really petty stuff. Like, Bobby, put the toilet seat down. Bobby, pick up your underwear. Bobby, stop hiding my birth control pills.
It's a good joke. It's a good joke, yeah.
I see where it was going.
Yeah.
I remember that one, and that was a fun one. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then you say, and then but sometimes say, you gotta
fill them up to keep them down.
Fill them up to keep them down.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot about that. But the crowd can't see, which is radio, so they can't.
Yeah, there's arm movements where you.
This is we're live on 93.8 The Hawk. Wow!
And you did it first at the Squire.
Squire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Squire Lounge.
Did a lot of poop jokes back then.
Yeah,
a lot.
They've come a long way.
Nathan?
Yeah?
I can't remember exactly what the first joke was, but I remember two that I did the first time I went up, and it was at a bar in Las Vegas called The Boston.
Humble brag.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a big deal, but...
No. It's just a bar, and I had a joke about how I worked out, and I did, and I...
Yeah, all right.
But, today it is. I got the rest of it. But I said how I work out, and guys are always weird. You know, when you're at the drinking fountain.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of weird looks at the drinking fountain. I don't know if it's hard to like drink from a water fountain, and look like manly. And I said, but I also get looks, I think, because I drink it like this, and I just, like, lapped at it, like, it's, like, made out with the water. One of the first jokes. Yeah. Like, the second joke I did.
Oh, my God.
Wait, but how'd you do it? Did you go down like this with in front of the crowd, or what?
Yeah, I just, like, made it seem like I was pushing in. Okay. On a water fountain.
Oh, you did some object work.
Where was the mic, nice. Though? Because you still had to hold the mic up to your...
Yeah, no, I don't think I took it out of the stand
did
the first time.
Did you take the microphone?
I don't think I took it out of the stand the first time. Mm. So I think I was hands-free.
Nice. regular fucking carrot top. You Gallagher over there.
I got to go into my water fountain bit. I got to put the mic back on the stand.
Put your headphones on.
Regular Gallagher.
Mouth stirrup. Yeah.
Right? I don't know what it's called.
I don't think it's called that. Mouth stirrup.
But I don't think anyone's goal when you first went up was to get laughs. It was just to not pee your pants and then get off, right?
Yeah. You have to be like really intense about this. I think my first goal when I went up there was to not blow it, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's what John said.
Yeah, yeah. I'm agreeing. I was looking at Chris for...
No, I wanted to get laughs.
I definitely wanted to get laughs.
Like, really badly. I wanted to do better than anybody's ever done the first time, and people carried me off on their shoulders, which was... Kind of happened.
Me too. I was pretty good when I started.
I was great. I was the best.
I wasn't good.
They couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
They wanted to carry you out, but literally, you know what happened? Even with six people, they could not pick you up. The
they
six
tried.
People that liked you. Yeah,
they carted you out.
The other 80 people were like, get the fuck out of here. Anyway.
When I got off stage, Leah Mansfield, is that her name, mate?
Yes.
She was hosting, and she said, oh, that's his first time. I remember when it was like losing my virginity. And she made like a sad face or something. And I went, hilarious? And like high-fived my friend Zach. Everyone laughed at that.
I remember people laughing at that part.
Yeah. I spilled tequila all over my shirt because I was so nervous about it. I was drinking shooters on the way up there. And I spilled booze all over my shirt. And I was like, oh, God. I'm Sam Talent. Brent the Great was there, like running around, fresh face,
grabbing butts.
Yeah, just fucking tushing.
Yikes!
Squishing and tushing.
Oh, I heard that song.
John, where did you start?
I started the first time I did stand up was at the Laughing Skull Lounge in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow,
that's a popular place. That's
were you there cool. for school or for?
No, yeah, I was there for like an internship with my company.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, I'm doing it, but I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Did you guys tell anybody?
Yeah,
I didn't tell anybody.
The first time I did it was just because I called the place and asked if they ever did comedy nights.
Yeah.
Because my friend's band had played there, mm-hmm. and they said no, but if you want, you can come down. And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went up before a band, but there was nobody there to see the band. So
gotcha.
And I had like 20 or 30 friends, so my first time was great. I wasn't as nervous. I mean, I was nervous, but it made in a way, it made it easier to have it just be.
Now we hate those people, like the first timers that aren't very good. But they bring like a shitload of people, and their friends are like way too supportive.
Did you run the light the first time too, Londa?
I did not. No? I think I did like 5 minutes. It wasn't a whole lot.
What does that mean, run the light?
But I go long.
Go long.
He's saying I go long.
Oh, that's an inside joke.
No, he goes long all the time. You know, you've seen him. It's an outside joke. You've seen Lund do a set.
I like to do some time. I know I'm bad. I'm just bad about.
Nah.
I gotta be aware of how long I've been up there.
What about, this is my second joke. You'll like this one.
Okay.
So I said, guys, sometimes in the summer my skin gets really dark and people think I'm racially ambiguous. But I'm not white. The best way to describe it is I'm more like wheat.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
But no, my dad's white. My mom's 9 grain.
She's what?
9 grain?
Nine grain, okay.
No? Good. Okay, guys, good. No, okay, yep, no.
Okay. I thought it was some kind of like weird,
we've
like Highland people.
Yeah,
we would have gone with like a marble.
What is here? What are you, like?
Pumpernickel, man.
You're kind of like Mediterranean over here. You're a swarthy gentleman.
Yeah, you should say, you say marble rye?
Yeah.
Should switch that one?
I guess, mm-hmm. I don't know. Is she Jewish?
Nine grain?
Israeli?
Wait, it wasn't any, it was, I don't know what that means.
Are you Sicilian? I thought you said Nigrain, and then I thought that was like a country that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
it was more toasty.
Yeah, it was too confusing. Maybe if I said 7 grain. Is that 7 grain? Yeah, I should go 7 grain. I'm like working this joke back into my head right now. It's okay, hold on, guys.
We're
chopping
with the boys. Yeah, Gianna's our first half black guest we've had. We're pretty pumped to have him.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Breaking down the doors. Have we had any black guests yet?
We...
Punches.
Yeah. Nailed it.
And,
all right.
And David.
We're safe. Dave Bory?
Yeah.
He was on here?
Yeah.
What's he talking about? Was I here for that?
I think we all got a little bit... I don't remember. We were kind of stoned before that one, maybe.
Oof.
We talked about how Andy loud Sell he is when he sleeps.
Yeah.
Oh, Sell yeah. He's bad at sleeping. And more hits. So
it's all white guys on this podcast.
When you
is there any girls or
we've had a couple girls. We had an Asian lady.
Oh, that counts as everything.
Everything.
Well, no, I
check all the boxes. Yep.
our producer Ben's eyes just lit up. Anyway, he nodded in agreement. Yes, he knows the rules.
We're covered.
we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah,
we
no rules.
We met the quota.
I don't think we've ever had a homosexual though.
Not that you know of. What?
All right. Yeah, we can cross that bridge.
Yeah.
Let's get the ratings, John. Let's get the ratings.
Let's talk about it.
What's up,
man? Isn't he? More on 93.5, the Eagles.
That's the name of this?
No.
Oh,
it is tonight.
It's our sister station.
Yeah. It's my sister's podcast. Oh, wow. your name's the Eagle.
Ooh, she got that name in high school.
Yeah,
because of
her beak.
Yo.
Uh-huh. She bit a lot of kids.
She also eats really in a strange way.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hell of a nester.
Out of her mom's mouth. So.
I don't know what's happening. Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know what's happening?
No, I get it. Yeah, no, I think I got it.
Birds.
Well, somebody's going to sue you guys.
Well, yeah.
Because you don't have equal. It's not. You don't have all the opportunities.
We have.
Yeah.
We have done that.
Why am I not again?
I don't know. You know what? I don't have time for that.
I don't have time for that.
I don't have time for that.
I go to my church. My church is like pretty much all white people.
Hell yeah.
But like we always like
Hawaiian?
Did you say Hawaiian?
No, all white people.
Oh. What?
That's pretend you said Hawaiian. Yeah. I'd
be surprised.
And spice things up.
But we always
hang out. You were hanging out with a bunch of Pacific Islanders every Sunday. Just like digging in the sand.
Why is that funny?
Climbing up coconut trees.
He feels close.
Other racist stereotypes.
That's how they worship.
In the tree.
What are they digging for?
What? Truth.
Salvation.
Yeah. Answers to all the questions. Oh man, I wish you. Are you Samoan?
No, I'm not Samoan, man. You gotta be bigger to be Samoan.
You don't have
not
to.
Necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
That's
London's not Samoan.
Oh.
You don't have to be big to be Samoan.
You have to be Samoan to be big.
If I was like,
and you don't have to be Samoan.
Yeah, you do. Have you ever met these people?
Yeah, I've met a few.
I used to bunk with them at football camps.
Yeah.
Giants of the North.
What, other guys that played the position of huge monster like you?
Yeah.
They were big people?
I didn't.
What a weird fucking...
I don't like that character.
Yeah.
But the one he's been showing up a lot recently.
Every time you say stupid shit, it's weird.
All right, just because you're... If the Samoans were here, you know...
They'd have
if
fake,
there was a small Samoan here, he'd come up to you and kick you in the shins.
If they're here.
And he would probably have a fake girlfriend.
Ouch.
See what I did there?
Anybody?
Yeah, okay, that's a sports reference. Sorry, guys. Never mind.
I got the.
That's not for this podcast.
Yes, it is. Our people love sports.
Why'd you look at me like it was insane?
Because I was like, all right. I was like, well done.
We love current events.
Yeah. Big time.
We were just getting around to the news corner.
This won't come out till March.
The
so
Eagle.
That's
oh, right
not
on.
Gonna
yeah,
work
yeah.
at all. That joke is.
This weekend I was in Nashville and the dude had like 5 minutes on that.
You mean in March? This weekend in
yeah,
March?
Yeah, well, this yeah, he's gonna have five minutes on it.
He
oh, so
had
it's still
5 minutes on it.
I was like, why?
Why indeed? What a waste.
I was like,
time.
It's gonna be gone and
yeah.
Well, it's already gone.
Right.
Was he the opener or the headliner?
Yeah, the opener.
But I think that's sometimes that is what people, some crowds, I'm sure Nashville has all kinds of crowds, you know, for that different levels of expectations
yeah, yeah.
for shows. But some people, a lot of crowds, I would say, expect a Jay Leno, David Letterman. That's the comedy.
Well,
that
yeah,
they
yeah,
see,
yeah, yeah.
And it's all current events. So they
they're
can
expecting.
Be, they can want it, I guess. Or it could, I could see
yeah.
why comics would maybe try to go for current event stuff.
That's a lot of work, though.
Yeah. Well, they don't call it. I was gonna say show. For... I don't know where I was gonna go with it.
They don't call it shit.
They call it show.
Show
work.
Work for nothing.
I don't know shit. if you guys, this is something in the news out there. Ben, you probably know more about this
news.
Than I do. The UCB, have you seen this news
what's
going on out there?
Is there a strike?
No one gets paid. How are you going to strike? Some guy, Kurt Metzger. Ben, you're a big fan, right?
Of the UCB Theater?
No, of Kurt Metzger.
I don't know Kurt Metzger.
Is all he right, friends well. With Wayne?
Yeah, Wayne Dernwitz.
Yeah, they're probably friends.
Anyway, Metzger, he's some guy and he does a show and he complains about how the comics don't get paid at UCB even though it's like $10 and blah, blah, blah. And he like calls out Amy Poehler and shit. And then like a bunch of people like he, the show he's on gets kicked out of the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, come on.
Well, we've got a caller.
Mm-hmm.
We've
hello?
Got a caller.
We gotta take a call.
Hi, this is UCB. I blew it.
Yeah.
Any name.
We were
along.
In.
Any name could have worked.
Any name.
I didn't
would have all gone along.
This is UCB.
You blew it.
Hello, this is an institution.
Yeah.
Hello, this is
this
I.
This is
the UCB.
This
calling.
Is a building. How did I get on the phone?
I'm calling you for me.
Yeah. I'm calling you from inside myself. I don't know what this voice is getting away from me. How do buildings talk? Let's interview a building.
Yeah,
start right
let's
now.
Do that.
All right, ready?
All right,
guys.
Who's the building?
I'll be the building.
I want to be the building.
We all want to be the building. Me and you can both be the building.
I'll be the interviewer.
Yeah, we can, you guys can answer some questions and have us on.
Are you the UCB or a different building?
No, we're
any
just buildings in general. You decide what buildings we are.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Why don't you ask us,
mm-hmm.
and we'll tell you what buildings we are. All
right, Chris, you're
your what's
guesser.
Better,
three,
windows or doors?
Two, one.
Buildings. What building are you?
Well, Where?
I'm the Capitol!
The Capitol building.
I'd like to talk to you guys about
your, I'm a jail!
I'd like to talk to you guys about your foundation. How,
mine's built on racism and white power.
Me too!
How high up are you guys these days?
I'm in Pueblo.
I'm over a mile high. I have gold at the top.
I'm full of rapists.
Me too.
What is a jail?
A jail is where you go before you come to prison.
No, I was saying that we're doing like a Jeopardy, like you described it, and I was like, what is a jail? And then I got it.
I'm not allowed to watch that. It's restricted viewing. Knowledge is power on the inside, Johnny.
You guys have cable in there?
Hell yeah.
Do you guys watch prison shows? Would that, does that make sense?
Are you asking me?
You asking the Capitol?
I meant you, jail.
Hell yeah, we wanted to watch stuff about ourselves. I'm on TV, I'm gonna watch it.
Why are you black?
I'm not. I'm a jail. I'm beyond racial lines.
Sometimes we're on C-SPAN.
Does he send people to you?
No, I send people there.
You do.
To infiltrate.
The jail's in control.
I send lobbyists there. Say, we need more grape drink here at the jail. We need more mayonnaise jars to have sex with.
Okay, you got it.
So you guys work together. Well, that's good. You have
sure.
A good relationship.
One hand washes the other.
They know each other.
You have, where's the hands? What hands do you have?
The hands of government.
Aren't those branches?
Some people call them that. The I call them wings, personally.
The long arm of the law.
Well, yeah, you got arms.
Mm-hmm.
What's inside of you?
Rapists!
What's inside of you?
Rapists! We already went over that, John!
I answered it without being asked the question.
How do you get out of you?
Me? I've been trying to figure that out my entire life. I'm trapped inside of this cage of knowledge of the sin that I've seen. So many devious acts have been perpetrated inside my walls. I saw a man get raped with another man. One man used another man to rape one other man.
Oh, that is...
With his whole head.
Do you feel like
he was stoking a fire in a coal mine.
Hopefully that has not happened inside of you, Capitol Building.
Not even close. There's been a few people murdered, though. Mostly just for fun.
Same deal here.
And evidence.
People some for use, evidence, some for fun.
People use shanks ever at the Capitol?
Nope. Mostly guns.
All right.
And in yep. Me, shanks are Capitol.
Yeah.
Pretty
yes.
Good, jail.
Thanks, I got a couple of guys who wrote that up for me in here.
Pretty solid building.
I'm a regular...
Your regular jail Leno.
These cells are lined with Roseanne bars.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was pretty good, too.
I got to go.
Yeah. Excuse me. Okay. Okay.
Where are you going? Where are you going, jail?
Back to the Capitol. Wait, what? Back to jail? I don't know who I am. Bang!
What?
I'm dead.
That's how we're gonna end that.
That's how it ended.
That's how the interview was gonna end.
How else would you end an interview?
There ends the building interview sketch.
Mm-hmm. Jail killed itself.
Is that gonna be back next week? Is that gonna be repeating?
Probably be edited out.
Let's hope so. I don't see how that doesn't come back next week.
Yeah. Maybe Jesus. Two different buildings, like a library and a soup store.
Yeah,
I'm a soup store.
No, they get to do it next time.
But if I nailed it so hard. I'm a library.
You're a ghost.
I'm a library.
That's how a ghost talks.
No, I got books.
Oh,
a library.
Look forward to that next week.
Yeah. That's
a big one.
Big time. Tune in.
We had a week to prepare for a library. I'd have all kinds of one-liners.
Oh, God.
I feel before this episode gets too far away from us, we better find out. Hey, Nathan, what's your deal?
What's the deal, Nate?
What is your Nate? Deal?
I think it's isn't it too late? It's gotten away from us.
We just interviewed Billy.
Yeah. I meant before we run out of time.
Oh, and you know what? Before we go any farther, on an unrelated note, this is the first week that we've had that hashtag. Anyway, so yeah, you were going to talk about how you're building, Nate?
My deal.
Yeah, what's your deal?
What's your...
We had a photo shoot today, and before we went to the photo shoot, I wanted to wear a shirt and found the shirt that I'm wearing right now. I thought, oh, I don't know why I don't wear this. And after I had it on for about a couple of minutes, walking to the Comedy Works, I realized it's because it just disappears up my body. It shimmies up my body as I walk. It just gravitates up and wiggles its way up to my torso, up to my nips. Like, I have to pull it down every 5 steps that I was walking.
Usually you have to pull your pants up. Now you're pulling your shirt down.
It is tough a being mess. You. What a nightmare. I got more walking than
Christopher
in the night. And,
should,
the jail? Same jail writers? Wrote that one for you?
The jail's dead.
You should have tucked your shirt in.
I don't think it'll it won't stay. It'll just, it's just coming right up.
Yeah.
So that's...
it's because of the vibrations of your strange proportions.
My weird bodies.
Yeah, it wiggles. It wiggles while you waddle.
I have an antibody.
But some people, some people might be into that, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know? To attract a certain clientele.
Well, I've otters. Got the I've got jackets on when I'm outside, so it doesn't... I'm not just, like, flashing people. But so
then you take your jacket off and you're like, is this guy wearing a sports bra?
Is this going to look good? No.
You've got a cool gut, though.
Yeah.
You got like a grandpa gut, you know?
Pretty good.
It's fun.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
The old Gus gut.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, look at that guy's gut. It's like, hey, all right,
hey,
the gut's up.
Right, high cool. Five.
Yeah. I want to fucking draw a smiley face on that thing.
Was that a flannel sports bra with sleeves? Looking good. Yeah. Good man. All right.
This, I'm embarrassed, coming from the same guy that came out of the New Faces finals with his shirt off 1 year.
Yeah.
No, he started like
didn't
that.
Didn't that happen?
Yeah. He started with, came out with my shirt off, holding my shirt.
Yeah.
And I said, before we start, does this shirt make me look fat? And I thought it was great, but I did it twice, and I was like, I don't know.
That earned you, like, $500.
No, it
didn't it? You got second place that year.
You did it twice in the same set?
No.
No, he opened and closed.
Yeah, shirt off.
Turned out he was wearing a flesh-colored shirt. He took that one off.
No,
really
I only
blew
did
minds.
I only did that 2 times.
You did it at the Laugh Track Comedy Festival when you were fucking wasted. You were blasted out of your head.
I was not blasted.
You were too.
Not,
you were blotto.
I was not blasted out of my head. I was
he wasn't.
I was Buzz Lightyear.
Buzzy. Mick Buzzard.
Yeah, you had the jetpack on.
I was a tiny bit...
You were a pack of buzzards.
Buzzled. I was bumbuzzled.
You can watch it online, guys. Search for Nathan Lund, Laugh Track Comedy Fest. And
shirtless.
It's a pretty good set.
It's a great set, but you can hear me dying the entire time.
You can tell that I'm... Yeah, you can tell that I've drank, but it's still pretty funny.
It's visible that I'm intoxicated, but still, you know.
But
it's
I'm
a bunch
still
of
a professional.
Yeah, you pulled it together.
Before we get out of here, we have a little bit of time left. I think we need to find out some quick facts about the rumors about John.
Yeah.
That are going around town.
Well, that's why I came on the podcast, actually.
I think we need to quash those.
A lot of rooms to quash.
I was like, everybody keeps asking me the question. It's like, where can I just come
clean
with everything?
Yeah, where do we start? Yeah. You know, where do we start with the legends of John?
Yeah.
I'll just start with one that I think we all know the answer
to. P.S. I may or may not answer these.
Right.
No, you have to.
Oh, I have to. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Remember
right,
that thing
right.
you
yeah.
sang?
Oh, yeah,
it
yeah.
Wasn't
right. yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
That kid was a plant.
It's a fake. Okay, so an obvious one. I think we all know the answer to, but has anyone been impaled on your hair? Has that happened?
Yeah. What's, what is impaled?
Impaled means that it
runs through the gourd.
Oh.
Death. It's a good rhino.
It doesn't necessarily mean to death, but at least you've drawn blood. That's your hair
penetrated
blood.
Duck.
Well, it looks like, I just got out of the shower right now, so it looks like.
Because I heard that once you were working in Tucson and you blinded an old married couple.
Yeah.
I've heard lots of rumors about the injuries around the hair. True or false?
True, but not my fault.
Okay.
It's not, you know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
It's like, yeah, the gun was registered in my name,
right.
But I didn't
you
shoot.
The trigger. Yeah, your kids just found it.
So am I responsible? I mean, maybe.
Right.
It is attached to your head.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not directly. I mean, people are horsing around behind me on the handlebars in the jungle gym and stuff like that.
I hear in India, people will like lay on your head
as
like a form of meditation.
Yeah. It's relaxing, actually.
Yeah.
For them or you?
Both. It's weird.
Feels and John, really can I ask you another question?
Shoot.
It's another rumor going around out there, guys. Is it, I hear that you wear wooden shoes, you make it home?
Well, they say you may, yeah, they are made in my home.
Okay.
But not by me.
No.
That's why it's confused.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the rumor.
The wooden
weird.
Shoes are made at my home, yes.
Okay. So,
but
by like a phone out there, though,
like a factory?
That rumor.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a trumor, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But who would. Who?
A trumor.
A humorous. Truth Rumor.
I love that movie, Trumers. The Trumor Show.
It's a good movie.
I got a
Trumor
growing in my face.
Yeah,
so
no,
weird.
This Trumor is.
But who would stop that rumor? Even if it was
you.
Or wasn't true, you just let that one
You're
go.
You're one of those guys that's kind of like,
I would let that one go.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Yeah, and then it was like, what is the truth? And
so your shoes are wooden, though?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know if your legs were made of wood.
Well, we have to add some orthotics to them,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just so
everything's
going to
work out all right.
Yeah.
Knock on Chris' shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, now I've got one.
Sure.
And it's a fun one. I hope it's fun. I think it's just a silly one that's probably not true. But I saw online that... I Googled
it's
you.
True. It's true. Yeah.
I saw it online, so I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
I told people it's true, but now I'm going to ask you to make sure that it's true.
Okay.
Somebody said that it's true that you are quadruplets.
Yeah.
There's four of you that use the name John Chris to perform more gigs all over the country. I say this because, and I wouldn't just bring it up because it's the rumor mill, but...
We talked about this.
Yeah,
I didn't want you to bring it up.
There was a picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I want to know. People want to know.
I know. Okay.
There was a picture of John Christ in...
Quotes.
Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On, I think it was a specific night, you know? And
it was
a timestamp. There's a timestamp on the picture.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then a timestamp on another picture, John Christ performing in Tallahassee, Florida.
Same night.
Yeah.
And I don't... So,
well,
a multiplicity thing? Did you make copies of yourself?
First of all, what was the phrase that you Googled?
John Christ, multiplicity ripoff.
Okay.
Because either you're quadruplets, or you made copies of yourself,
right.
Like the Michael Keaton movie, Multiplicity.
I Googled the same thing.
Which is a 4 out
it's
of 4,
great.
Everybody.
Right.
Great film, Multiplicity 2.
I Googled John Christ... ......
Multi-Christity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good film.
Nice.
Multi-Christity.
He reached for it and
I
got it. What's up, stars? You're too hot to handle.
So you're confirming.
What's the deal?
I mean, they were like, you have to do 6 shows a week if you want to be good. And I was like, there's no way. A lot of shows, you know what I'm saying? We gotta come up with something. You know how like Tupac came to like Bonnaroo?
Yeah.
As a hologram?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, it's that technology, but it's not exactly that.
Okay.
It's kind of like a hybrid.
Modern.
It's a hybrid thing.
It's a robogram.
Yeah. So those John Chris. This is the real John Chris here on the podcast.
Thank God you didn't hologram it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be pretty bummed
on the holophone.
Yeah. But those other John Chris, they don't have feelings. Okay. So you can say whatever you want.
So it's not like a Gallagher 2 situation where they do your old stuff?
No feelings. You can hit them. Okay. You can.
But you're the real one.
I'm the real one. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, glad to have that.
You know, you always know if the real one is I have a birthmark under my left shoulder blade.
Oh. And you are shirtless, as we all are, whenever we record this.
And
actually, for my question, I kind of wish you were pantless, because...
I'm not answering this question.
We all know you have a large tattoo of a face on your inner thigh.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, that's just common knowledge. Yeah. But it's on your business card. Won't let anybody get a good look at it. I want to see who that face is. Yeah. Or you could just tell me.
Yeah, just tell him. I don't want you to have to do that.
Well, it'll... Who's large face? It's a myth, because no one has looked in its eyes directly.
Because the prophecy hasn't been fulfilled. Right.
Yeah. If you look in its eyes, then that happens. Later you die.
Yeah, you'll
know.
Yeah.
The sun turns red with blood.
You'll know. Yeah.
Yeah, the rivers turn to sand.
So it's
and everyone turns into a pillar of farts.
I think it looks like Pat Sajak. It's not Pat Sajak.
It's not Pat Sajak. No, it's the guy. You remember the guy that met Happy Gilmore in the woods that said he was going to the Sizzler?
Yeah.
It's that guy.
Whoa.
Yeah. It looks kind of like Pat Sajak, dude.
Get out.
No. I'll be at the Sizzler.
Joe Flaherty, right?
He goes, I'll be at the Sizzler if you need anything.
From SCTV.
And this, as you know, life is lonely. You're walking through all by yourself. You don't feel like you have any friends. I'll be at the Sizzler if you need anything.
All right.
You know?
Well, I think that's pretty much the best button we could possibly have on this podcast, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's all go to a Sizzler.
Let's all go.
Let's all go to the Sizzler.
Let's get sponsored by Sizzler.
No, but see, it couldn't be like Ryan's or like Golden Corral, because those come in and out of style.
Right.
The Sizzler is always.
Always.
And you could be like, let's go to the Sizzler, and we're at Bob Evans because it's 2013.
Right.
But 84, you're not going to Bob Evans.
No, you're going to Sizzler.
You're going to Iron Skillet.
You can still go to Iron Skillet.
You can?
Mm-hmm. Oh. You just can't go to Copper Walk.
Well, if I said to you right now, on Capitol Hill, Denver, let's go to the Skillet, where are we going?
We would probably go to...
No, the Sizzler. If I said...
We'd go to the Platinum Pan.
Where's that at?
It's in the Skillet District.
There's competing Sizzlers.
Yeah. Jesus.
What?
Wait, nothing, man. I'm just laughing. That was so silly. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Sorry for being silly. After interviewed buildings. That's my guys, it's okay. Sorry.
You're off the ship.
Yeah, you know what?
Kitty has
plugs. Just for that.
Come from Spa.
I say we end this fucking
show. Okay, you got any plugs, Joe?
Let's see. I'm going to be at the Subculture tonight at 7:30.
Okay. You think this is not going to come out live?
Oh, it's not live?
Yeah, no.
I thought everybody's like, where's John at tonight? No.
Where are you going to be in the next 10 to 15 minutes? fans would like to know.
Uh-huh. That's all I got.
What do you got coming up?
You really got some stuff coming up.
This weekend I'll be at the Junior's Last Laugh in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That's not. This weekend's already done.
Yeah. Next week. Anything next weekend?
February. February 20th, I'm at Comedy Works with the.
The funny final four.
Yeah. All right. Me and Nathan Lund. That's a double shout out.
Team Chris.
Did I get any of you guys?
No.
You guys already got drafted before I picked.
Right.
Yeah. Right, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Anything that we'd like to plug, fine gentlemen, other than Too Much Fun,
weekly
wonderful comedy show?
Artopia, the Westward Artopia.
February 23rd.
Is going to be a blast. We'll be performing at the Living Room during Artopia.
In the Fine Gentlemen's Club, we're doing a little stint. We're going to be in Kearney, Nebraska.
Boom.
15th.
Boom.
Of February.
Boom.
We're going to be at Omaha, Nebraska, the 16th of February.
Bam.
And we're going to be at the St. Louis Improv on Sunday.
Boom.
Kansas City 17th. Kansas City Improv on Sunday the 17th.
That's doing a fine gentleman show?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome.
So please come out to those. And thank you all so much for listening. And thank you, John, for joining us.
Can I say one thing?
No. Definitely not.
Okay.
Later.
Good talk, guys.
What do you want to say?
No, I was just going to say the fine gentlemen have always been very, very complimentary to me in my comedy career.
Yeah,
I just want to say thank you.
Because we know who's fucking funny.
Yeah, well, the first time I ever came to Comedy Works, I did a 2-minute bit, and Lund right after was like, dude, you're hilarious. And he gave me all the, here's where all the mics are, here's where everything is. And I was like, this, no one else like really talked to me or anything. Yeah. That was before
I stopped talking to people.
Yeah. That's because everyone was
still leaving the house.
Came in, you were a religious guy and you wore makeup and it was weird.
But then you guys have had me on your show a couple times, and it's been a tremendous honor.
I think I speak for all of us. We're all big John Chris fans.
I appreciate it.
Without a doubt. That's why we have you on.
You're the man.
Yeah. You're very funny.
Right on.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Daka, daka.
Diggy, diggy.